And does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with author Bob Whalen about his new book, Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. This is the right audience to talk to about that subject for sure. Later in the show, we're going to have Pam Colleen. She's been on my show numerous times. Always brings something exciting to the discussion. Pam is going to come on today. We're going to talk about, and appropriately so, school is starting. What your kids are being served in school affects their health, affects their ability to perform in school. Why don't schools get this? We're going to be talking about school nutrition. As you know, Pam is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Most people think that book has to do with drugs, and it doesn't. It has to do with nutrition. It's a wonderful book. Before we get started with today's show, I just want to mention that every single month for the next 6 months, we will be giving away 18, count them, 18 Shaker Pro shaker bottles. These are the best shaker bottles in the world, bar none. And that's not a stretch to say that. Most well thought out shaker bottle I've ever seen in my life. And they are BPA free. We're giving away 18 Shaker Pro shaker bottles every single month for the next 6 months, starting in August this month. Enter once and you have 18 times six opportunities to win. You enter once, you're in it for the entire 6 months. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to enter to win one of 18 Shaker Pro shaker bottles every month for the next 6 months. Okay. My first guest today is Bob Whalen. He was introduced to me by my good friend Randy Roach. He is the author of Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Carl, thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
And I first want to make sure the audience recognizes my good buddy Drew Israel, who was the co-author of the book.
Okay, very good. And we'll talk about Drew here as well in a moment. Bob, tell me your story. How did you get involved with physical culture?
Well, it's been a passion of mine for as long as I can remember. But I think at around age 10, I've written about this, you know, many times, but I think as early as I can remember, at a Little League baseball game, I was a pretty good hitter, hitting like 600, but never hit a home run. And so my father, you know, grilled me when I came home one night with three hits, and he was asking how many home runs I got. And since I didn't hit any, he started making me do push-ups every night. And at first I hated it, but after a few months I was doing about 100 push-ups. Then I started to love it, and I added pull-ups, and then I added, you know, copper tubing and any junk I could get my hands on. And then when I was 13, I got my first barbell set from York. It had to be York.
Everybody,
I didn't want a plastic Sears, you know, Ted Williams special.
Everybody had a York barbell set somewhere along the line.
Right.
Okay, so now, did your dad do it as punishment, or did he do it to inspire you to get stronger?
I guess I would call it tough love.
Yeah.
You know, the old-fashioned kind of, you know, the way we were brought up was a little different, I think, than things are now. So.
I was just going to say, in today's society, in this the politically correct society, the bleeding heart society, fathers would be jailed for abuse if their kid said, my dad makes me do 10 push-ups every night if I don't hit the baseball. It's like, oh, my goodness, let's get Child Protective Services out there.
Right.
It's really sad.
Yeah, overall, though, I think it was a good thing. I mean, I'm glad he did it because he, you know, made me find my passion.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so fast forward. Give the audience a little snapshot, the Reader's Digest version of where Bob Whalen has been throughout the past couple decades in the physical culture landscape. Have you owned gyms? produced equipment, or have you been authoring books all along?
Well, you know, fast forwarding, I mean, I've been training hard my whole life, and then I really made a big step when I joined the Air Force, because I met a lot of people and I traveled all over the place, and then I got involved in competing. And I competed for 7 years as a power lifter, drug-free, raw power lifter. I never used a super suit, never used any type of gear, you know, except for a wrestling singlet. I never used drugs, and I was able to do a triple body weight deadlift and a double body weight bench press and close to a triple body weight squat.
Wow, that is impressive. Very, very impressive.
And from that point on, and then I get into the gym business. I've been running my own personal training business. I don't like the word personal training, but I'm just saying that to connect with the audience.
Why don't you like that term, Bob?
Well, I like to refer to myself as a coach, because to me, most personal trainers don't have a philosophy. They just kind of will do whatever the client wants to get their money, and I like to refer to them as fitness prostitutes. But to me, I am a strength coach, because a coach has a philosophy. When someone calls me for training, I don't just let them get me to do whatever they want to get their money. It has to be a mutual agreement. I'm selling a philosophy. They have to buy into what I'm doing. As long as there's an agreement, they're going to buy into my philosophy, and they want to do what I do, then I'll train them.
What is your philosophy in a nutshell, Bob?
Natural, hard, safe, and progressive strength training.
So in other words, if you're not getting stronger as time goes on, you're not going to waste your time with somebody.
Well, when they first call me, I say, do you want to get stronger? If they don't, I tell them, go play tennis. I mean, you're calling the wrong guy.
Do you ever try to proselytize? I mean, I do it on this show all the time, and as a result, I probably, you know, I just thought of this while we're talking. I would put my audience up against any other radio audience in the world for strength. I bet you we could kick the crap out of any other radio audience in the world, bar none. I don't care who it is. And they may have more listeners, but I'll bet you my audience is stronger pound for pound. But with that being said, do you ever proselytize? Do you ever tell people, look, I know that you haven't heard this before. You're not going to hear it from your doctor. You're not going to hear it from the mainstream media. But if you're not strong as you get into the later years of your life, you're going to lose. You're not going to make it.
Well, yeah, I tell them that all the time, because I train a wide variety of people. It only matters that they have the right attitude. See, I don't care if someone weighs 400 pounds or they're a woman that's 75 years old. As long as they come to me with the attitude that they're not looking for gimmicks, they're not looking for quick fix solutions, you know, they're not trying to have me make them some kind of promise that's not going to be true, and they're willing to work like they've never worked before, as long as they, you know, and they want to get stronger, then we'll get along great. So, you know, I have all types of clients, but they all want to get stronger, and they're not looking for BS.
Do you find that the women have a harder time getting the linkage between strength, health, and longevity?
It's getting a lot better, because, I mean, I've been doing this since 1990. So back then, I used to require a two-hour orientation before I would even train them with weights, and they paid me for that. So if they didn't agree to it, then I wouldn't train them. But that's because I had to deprogram all the BS that they had in their head from all the muscle magazines. So anyways, you know, but now people are a lot more educated, and I think women especially. So my orientation is only an hour, and I think the average consumer, at least where I am in the D.C. area, is pretty intelligent now on training.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that varies by region? I mean, you specifically stated the D.C. area. Do you think that some regions, like obviously California around the mecca of bodybuilding, Muscle Beach, do you think that people get it faster there than they do, let's say, in a small town in Idaho or something like that?
I think that's probably true, but I don't want to, you know, go saying bad things about small towns. But, I mean, I think the cosmopolitan areas might have a higher percentage of people who are more sophisticated on training, like especially for women.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty no BS style the way I talk on the phone. So, you know, one reason I have like a phone test, and when people call me, I'm right off the bat telling them strength, and so the ones who connect. You know, I'm looking for the ones who are going to connect, because when you train people that you, you know, that you have the same philosophy with, you get it makes your job fun. You know what I mean? I don't want to be dragging dead mules around to train them.
Right.
If they don't agree with me, I'm going to be dragging around dead mules all the time. And then I learned that lesson at the beginning. In my first year or so, I was training people. I was so happy to get clients, I would take just about anybody. And then I realized this is just a pain in the ass. I might as well go back to work for the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The way to make it fun, the way to make it your passion, is to make sure that you're upfront with the people right from the beginning, and then the clients that you get, you're going to like training them.
Well, we have to take a break, but before we go into the break, I have to mention, we talked about this on yesterday's show. There was a recent study that showed that the strongest men live the longest, which we've done shows about these studies before. But this one showed that strength training, being strong, and cardiovascular training mitigated any of the side effects of hypertension, that men with hypertension who are still strong live longer than guys who have no hypertension at all. So there's more proof there than meets the eye when we talk about strength. We're going to come back in a moment and pick it up with Bob Whalen. We're going to talk more about his book, Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pizza.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I got some really, really sad news this morning. A very, very, very good friend of mine, a guy I grew up with named Vinny Albano, passed away last week. I've actually been thinking about him a lot recently. He had a liver transplant several years ago. And the anti-rejection drugs were tough on him. His wife left him. He just really had an unfair series of events that happened to him. A good friend of mine, Mike Agresto, let me know on Facebook this morning that Vinny passed away last week. Vinny and I grew up together. We used to ride motorcycles together. A lot of the early experiences I had in my life, he was right there with me. And I've been thinking about him a lot, and I failed to call him. I was thinking about calling him a couple weeks ago. He called me a couple months ago. I got tied up. I missed him, left a message. He left a message, and we never hooked up. You know what? The reason I'm telling you this is because there are people in your life that you don't talk to often enough, or you haven't talked to in a while, and you're thinking about them. And when you get to our age, you need to reach out. You need to make the effort and call them, because there may not be a tomorrow to call them. And Vinny Albano, you know, I hope that wherever you are, you're at peace now. Anyway, we're talking with Bob Whalen about his book, Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. Bob, is this the first book that you had written with Drew Israel? Did you guys work together before?
Well, we became good friends because we both wrote for Stuart McRoberts' great magazine, Hard Gainer.
Right.
And so I actually wrote for Hard Gainer for 10 years, and I had my own column. But from 1994 till 2004, when the magazine ended, I wrote a lot of magazines for Hard Gainer. I also wrote for several other magazines, too, like Milo and Iron Master and Hard Training. But I forgot to mention that when I first left the government and started my own personal training business, I also went to George Mason University and got myself a master's degree in exercise science. And I was also the strength and conditioning coach at Catholic University.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, so so you and Drew decided to write this book. Why? What was the motivation to write this book?
Well, we just thought it would be a cool thing to put together a book that had a lot of different stories. You know, we'd like to have information told by interesting stories of people's lives, not just a scientific book, and not just a book about a specific type of training. Like, we didn't want a book about HIIT or Dyno or, you know, NSCA type training or slow training or ground-based training or explosive training or, you know, all the different cults like that. We wanted to have a book where the reader could hear many different modes and methods of training and come away learning what he wanted to learn just from hearing people's passion and hearing people's stories, you know. And we wanted to focus on the hardest workouts they ever had, their training philosophy, and their love of training. And we like the fact that we have a broad range of philosophy in the book.
Who do you think was the most interesting of the interviews for you?
Probably, I would say there were several of them were, but I would say I really enjoyed Vic Boff because, you know, he personally met many of the old-timers, you know, like Sig Klein. But Dick Smitty Smith also was very interesting because, I mean, he was in the bowels of the, you know, York Barbell Company. He knew everything about it. I mean, it's almost like going back in history, you know, reading his. So they were all good. So it's hard for me to pick just one. I mean, I really enjoyed talking to Bill Pearl also.
Yeah, yeah. You also interviewed a big friend of the show and a guy who we're actually going to be producing a new radio show for him, Brooks Kubik. Now, you and Brooks go back a long way, huh?
Me and Brooks, we've never met. So that's why I can't really say we're buddy-buddy friends. I've never met him, but we've talked on the phone many times, and I would say that we're professional friends, and we are definitely strong allies. I mean, we pretty much agree on just about everything, and we're fighting the same fight. I mean, you know, we're physical culture allies.
Right, right, right.
And, yeah, I mean, I've known Brooks for probably almost 20 years, because we both met, just like I met Drew, Brooks got his start also writing for Howard Gaynor and Stuart McRobert.
Tell me about Mabel Rader. Is Mabel still alive?
I don't believe she is, because I was just talking recently to Osmo Kiha. You know Osmo, right?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, Osmo was he was the editor of the Iron Master magazine, and he's a pretty well-known strength historian. But according to Osmo, I think she passed away a while back. I'm not sure when, and I'm not sure about this, but according to Osmo, she passed away. And I'm sad because I wanted to, I dedicated the book to Perry and Mabel.
Right.
But I don't think Mabel was alive when we finished the book.
Right, right. You know, they have probably contributed more than I would say any other people to the advent of physical culture with York Barbell and publishing and everything else that went along the way. Was she a willing participant? Did she love physical culture as much as Perry did, or was Mabel just supporting her husband?
Well, the Raiders were very, you could just call them. They were very easy to get a hold of. They weren't trying, they were very down-to-earth people. And their number, you could just pick up the phone and call them. I just called Alliance Nebraska and got Mabel Rader on the phone. I couldn't believe it. And she was very friendly, very nice, very down-to-earth. And she had a... because Perry had already passed away when we started the book. But she gave us this chapter. I think she had it already written. I think she used it once before in some other publication. I'm not sure where, but I've heard that recently. But it's not really about training. It's more about their life together, about a lot of interesting background information about their lives.
Right.
In the start of the business and just lots of interesting, cool stuff. So... we put that in there, it was a great read.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's one of the things I like about this book is that it kind of gives you a fly-on-the-wall perspective of the way some people actually thought. Not necessarily, it's not like, so many books out there that have been done, this is so-and-so's workout. This is such-and-such's workout. This is how so-and-so trains back. There's no emotional connection, in those books. It's like looking at any other magazine article about how to, blast your buys or something like that. One of the things I liked about this was there was a very humanistic perspective in every one of these interviews. It kind of gave you a feeling like you were getting to know this person on a much closer, deeper level. Was that the objective of this book?
Well, the objective of the book was passion. Passion for hard training. So I think when you have the right blend of people in there, I think what you're saying is you're connected to their passion because they're putting their truthful soul into the book. Their love of training, and then when you do that, you're going to mix a lot of your personal information about your life in there with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to me, the way I look at it, I don't like all the different cults in the training because I think it doesn't really matter because poundage progression is the key. It's the unifying factor that makes all successful programs work. If you're going to lift weights with a slow speed, it can work if you're lifting as heavy as you possibly can with the slow speed.
Right.
The problem is most people who use slow speed find every excuse in the world not to add weight, and that's why they look so puny. But if you lift heavy, you're going to get big and strong. It doesn't matter if you're training with machines or if they're good machines. There's lots of crappy machines out there. But if you have a good machine like Hammer Strength,
right,
you're adding weight to it, you're going to get great results. You got a barbell, you're adding weight to it, you're going to get great results. Same thing with dumbbells, same thing, So it doesn't matter. All these different people who call themselves HIIT, people who call themselves Dyno, whatever. If you're lifting heavier, you're going to get great results. If you're not, you're not.
Right. And it's almost like religion. The physical culture, I always used to say that when I went to the gym, it was like I was going to church. It was something that I did for my spirit. But the different factions are almost like religions as well. The Protestants versus the Christians versus the Catholics versus, everybody.
That's exactly right. If you're a Baptist or a Christian or a Methodist, as long as you believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter, right?
Right, right.
That's the key thing. I mean, it's like in strength training, as long as you believe in progressive poundages, you're going to get results.
And that has to be the objective. The problem is that there's a lot of factions now that don't necessarily believe in progressive poundages. There's lots of new factions out there that talk about, you know, stability training, core training, and it's not about progressing. It's about going through the motions in my home.
Well, to me, that's not strength training. See, what I don't like is when all these different groups of exercise, okay, all exercise can be beneficial, okay, but if we're talking about strength training, then it has to be progressive poundages. You know, if some other groups like light kettlebells, okay, light kettlebells, that's not really strength training. Body weight exercises sold as strength training, that's not really strength training. I mean, it's exercise, it can be helpful. If you like it, go ahead and do it. It's fine to do it, right? But just don't sell it as strength training.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, that's why the way I do my business, I'm up front and I tell the people, are you interested in getting stronger or you just want to look firmer in your business suit? Okay. If you want to get stronger, this is what we're going to do. If all you want to do is lose fat and, you know, you just want to look trim or you want to look like a Russian commando, then go do something else. But that's not strength training.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Before we go into the break, I want to tell people how they can get the book. The website is simple to remember. It's Iron Nation, IronNation.com. Passion for hard training. There are a lot of amazing interviews, and we're going to get into more of these when we come back from the break. Lots of great interviews in this book. I like this book because it doesn't focus on any one thing other than, as Bob has pointed out, the desire to get stronger. There are lots of roads that'll take you to your destination. And the road you choose should be the one that you want to be on most of all. Never choose someone else's road because the journey is as important as arriving at the destination. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create misery.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bob Whalen about his new book that he co-authored with Drew Israel, Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. You can learn more about the book by going to ironnation.com. Dennis Weiss has been on my show. He co-authored a book with Bob Kennedy not too long ago about strength training and bodybuilding. I can't think of the name right now. I apologize. And he's been on the show a few times. And I see you have him in the book as well.
Yeah, me and Dennis are pretty good professional friends also. I mean, I've talked to Dennis on the phone a bunch of times. He's a real good guy. He's contributed stuff to my website. I mean, I have a website called naturalstrength.com, and it's got a huge gallery of Iron Game history. I mean, all the old books like Super Strength and The Key to Might and Muscle and, you know, you name it. I've got hundreds of different, you know, you can read it on naturalstrength.com for free. You don't have to go buy it.
How is Dennis feeling? Because the last interview he was supposed to do with me, which was the middle of last year, towards the summer of last year, he went missing in action. Then I found out he had fallen ill for a while.
Well, I haven't talked to Dennis in several months, but I talked to him a lot right before the book came out, so I wasn't even aware that he was sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's better because I called him one day just on a hunch, and he answered, and he said he was doing better, but he was down for a while. He was in the hospital for something, and I don't know what for, but he said he was back, you know, he was back on his feet. I have to have him back on the show, actually.
But one of the most entertaining stories in the whole book was in Dennis's chapter. Did you read the part about where Dennis had written about the time that he did 400 pounds for 20 in the squat?
No, talk. I mean, I didn't catch that. I mean, I had to glean the book,
yeah,
obviously.
Well, Dennis, I guess, probably 20, I don't know how many years ago, but a while back, he wrote an article about the time he did 400 pounds for 20 reps, which is unbelievably impressive in the squat. And he said that in the article, he lives in Alaska. I think it's Ketchikan, Alaska, right?
Right, right.
So you don't get that many visitors up there, I don't think. But he said he's at home, and all of a sudden he hears this knock at the door, and he's not expecting anybody. And he goes to the door, and there's these two kids, probably in their 20s, and they came all the way to Alaska to see if Dennis Weiss could really do it. They said, "We read that you said you could do 400 pounds for 20 in the squat. We want to see you do it."
Now, how many years later was
this? He went out and did it in front of him. That's in his chapter.
Oh, my God. So he actually did it right there and then for him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Who's the guy they used to call the Golden Eagle? Why can't I think of his name right now? Tom Platz. There was a video of him squatting some ridiculous amount of weight for like 20, 25 reps as well. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I try to, you know, you probably know by my background, but I'm pretty much of a natural type guy. My philosophy is pretty much the same as Brooks Cubic.
Right.
So I try to ignore a lot of the obvious steroid users and focus on the pre-1960 type people. You know what I mean?
Right. Tell me about Steve Pulcinella. I have a good friend named Mike Pulcinella and David Pulcinella, who is a bodybuilder. Is he related to Steve Pulcinella?
Well, when me and Drew did the book, some of the people were my people, and some of the people were Drew's people to get the interviews from.
Sure.
So I don't really know the Pulcinellas that well, but I know that Steve Pulcinella was one of Drew's people.
Oh, okay.
So I think that Drew lives in New York, and he used to train at Iron Island Gym, which was Dr. Ken Leisner's gym.
Right.
So a lot of the people in here that have a connection to Dr. Ken or Iron Island Gym were Drew's people because he lives up in New York.
Gotcha. Talk about since we're mentioning Drew's name, talk about the chapter where Drew talks about coming to train with you.
Well, yeah, we've both been to each other's places several times, and we've become really good friends. So we're not just professional friends; we're actually personal friends too.
Right.
So, but Drew is Drew's a great guy. Every time we go see each other, so now we've done it several times, so I can't really recite the exact workout because I might get him confused. But
right.
We've gone to each other's gyms and had several different workouts over the years, and you know. Usually he comes to my place and I try to train him really hard, and then he gets revenge on me when I go to his place. And
right.
then every time we get through, you know, we usually go out and eat at a steakhouse. We go stuff our face with a big steak.
There you go.
Like we go to Peter Luger's in New York, and then we either go to Ruth Chris or Morton's in D.C.
Right. Oh, Peter Luger's is the best steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So
we each get a steak for two.
There you go. Do you still train real heavy, Bob?
I still train real heavy. I just change some of my lifts. I don't bench as much anymore.
Why? Do you have shoulder problems?
But like I do a lot of incline presses right now. I do a lot of front squats. I kind of changed it, but I still lift as heavy as ever. But I'm not as light as I was. So my lifts were more impressive when I was competing in the 181-pound class. Now I'm over 200 pounds, so I got a little excess fat around my stomach, but I'm 57 years old, so for my age, I'm pretty good.
Why did you get away from the bench press? You have shoulder problems?
On and off. It comes and goes. I don't have any severe shoulder problems. But, you know, if you're going to lift heavy weights, you're going to get your little nicks. I mean, it's part of being a man. You're going to have little things happen, right? But you just let it heal, and then you come back and do it again. But I've found that I guess when you get older, I hate to say that, but when you get older, you just got to be a little more careful because you start getting these little nicks more often. I mean, I used to never get hurt. Now it's like when I bench too heavy, my shoulder will, you know, it's happened more frequently. So I'm trying to avoid it.
Right.
And I find that if I do incline presses with a narrower grip and keep my elbows in,
right,
then I don't hurt my shoulders as much, and I can get pretty much the same benefit.
That's exactly what I've had to start doing, keeping my elbows close to my body as opposed to
right,
letting them flare out.
I used to bench with wide elbows, and, man, that's what happens. You tear up your shoulders.
I have to hope and believe that there's a way to rehabilitate my shoulders because they've become so problematic over the past few years. I'm suffering through a right shoulder injury right now, and I was just doing cable flies the other day on my chest and shoulder day, and my shoulders have been feeling great, and then something just happened. It was like I felt it, like, whoa, what was that? And then, son of a gun, my shoulder started hurting again. So I have to hope that there's a way to rehabilitate shoulders for us older guys because it's very frustrating.
Was it on bench press?
No. I was actually doing cable flies when it happened this time.
Oh, I thought you were doing those. So that's what actually caused it.
Yeah, when I my shoulders have been really good. I took the slow boat to China. I started out with 20-pound dumbbells, and I started doing shoulder presses again. And I worked my way all the way back up to 65-pound dumbbells, and I was so proud of myself. I was like, son of a gun, look at this. My shoulders are going to be better than ever. And they haven't been bothering me, and I've been doing dips the way you're talking about, keep my shoulders in, you know, keep my scapula pulled back and keep my elbows close to my body. And I've been doing dips, and everything's been going great. I was doing cable.
Well, that's great.
Cable.
I mean, that's one of the keys. Is when you get older, you just have to find ways to keep training. I mean, if you love to train, you can find ways to work around it.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the back. I mean, sometimes, every now and then, my lower back will give out when I try something too heavy. And a lot of times, it's my own fault because I just try something I shouldn't try. But if it's strength training, I mean, it's in our blood. It's in our nature. We're going to want to try to go heavier. So I always lift heavy, and my poundages are you know, pretty good, but they're pretty good still. I mean, you know, my goal is to die with the bar on my back when I'm 98.
That's what I've always said too. That's how I want to go. That's so funny you say that. I just said it. We were just talking. Elisa, who co-hosts Casual Friday with me, and I were just talking the other night. We're talking about getting older because my mom's in a nursing home right now. And I said, you know what? I said, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I hope that when I go, I've got a full bar full of plates across my back, and I go down and I don't come back up, and that's it. I don't want to have to linger and be a burden to anybody. I'd rather go in the full throw than something like, you know, sitting in a chair waiting for death to come and take me, you know?
Strength training is the enabler. Okay. Cause a lot of people talk about cardio, and I totally believe that cardio is also good to do, especially when you get older. But a lot of times, for the people who don't do strength training, they're unable to do cardio because their joints hurt and everything else. Okay, I have no joint trouble. I mean, my knees don't bother me. My elbows, not mean. I got the joints of a, you know, pretty young guy. I mean, it's I feel great, but I know that it's the strength training that's doing it. The more you lift, the more you train, the younger and stronger you're going to feel. That enables you to do cardio.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's other than my shoulders, I have no problems with any joints. You're right. We have to take a quick commercial break, but before we go into the commercial, I want to remind everybody to check out the book Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training, by going to the website ironnation.com. How much is the book?
Let me see. It's about $40.
Yeah, it's a pretty big book. I mean, it's got a lot. There's a lot to this. I want to talk about the cover picture when we come back. We're talking with Bob Whalen. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk more about Iron Nation. Later in the show, we'll have Pam Colleen on talking about what are your kids being fed in school right now. You really need to pay attention to that. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no
sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Bob Whalen. Later in the show, Pam Colleen. Bob, this photo on the cover looks like a very simple photo that anybody could take, but I think what people are missing here is that some of these plates and dumbbells and so on are quite antique, aren't they?
Yes. I had an idea for the cover. And I mentioned Osmo Quija earlier.
Right.
And, well, Osmo is a real good friend of mine, and he, no one knows more about Iron Game history than Osmo. His house is like a museum. And so I had an idea for the cover, and that was it. But I called Osmo. I needed his help to make the cover. So I asked Osmo if he would go in his collection and get out various plates. I mean, Marcy plates, York plates, even a little small reader plate if you look closely up there. And but I wanted the center of it to be a Jackson plate.
Oh, yeah.
Those are rare.
I see that little reader plate. It's actually hidden under another plate. Yeah.
But we wanted the Jackson plate to be the centerpiece because, I mean, you can't – people pay thousands of dollars to get a Jackson set.
Why? Well,
they stopped making them about 50 years ago.
Who was Jackson?
Well, there was a guy, I think his name was Andrew Jackson, but he made his own homemade plates in a small little shop, you know, and they were great. I mean, people would order them, just because of their quality. I mean, they were top quality plates, and they stopped making them. And they're real hard to get. I mean, so collectors, I mean, you can't get Jackson plates now. I mean, so Osmo has a couple of complete sets of Jackson plates, so I wanted him to get one of his plates out and put it in the center and then, you know, surround it by his old antique globe dumbbells and you know, pretty much the way that you see it. And his wife took the picture, so Osmo laid the stuff out in his driveway. The background of what you see, that gray background, if you look closely, it's like little pebbles. That's his driveway.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to do it on a sunny day, so I told him to wait till the sun was shining. It was like 90 degrees out, and line it up and take the picture. And his wife, Ray, took the picture, and it came out awesome.
Who made Marcy plates? Who was Marcy? I'm not familiar. You know,
I'm not sure.
I was just curious. I mean, obviously York, and I mean a lot of these plates I do remember, but the Jackson I was oblivious to, and Marcy I've heard of, but I didn't know the story behind Marcy plates at all.
Yeah, pretty much all the plates I've ever owned have been York, but recently I got my hand on a few Jackson plates that I got from Osmo. They're just small little plates, they're like 2.5, I think, but they're cool to have.
Yeah. Now, you've got a lot of reviews on the book so far for some people pretty high up in the food chain within the physical culture community. Talk about that a little bit. I know Brooks Kubik said some wonderful things about the book as well, and Brooks is an authority in physical culture, keeping it alive especially. Bill Pearl also reviewed the book, didn't he?
Yep, he gave us a great review. He liked the book a lot. And Brad Steiner and Stuart McRobert, and I mean, we have a very, you know, impressive list. I mean, Randy Roach, he gave us a great review.
Yeah, Randy actually put you in touch with me to come on the show. He told me about the book. He said, you know, you got to have this guy on. I said, absolutely. So,
Rain is a great guy. I mean, I admire and respect him as much as anybody.
Was he interviewed for the book?
No, because the book took us a tremendous long time to finish. I'm embarrassed to say. I mean, we started that book back in the mid '90s, you know, and then we worked at it and worked at it, and then we kind of quit for a long time. We just kind of gave up on it because it was real hard to do it, because when you got to manage the efforts of all these different people, there's about 35 different people in the book, and there was even more than that. There's several people that we couldn't get in the book, and that's one reason why the book lasted so long, because there was a couple of big name people I was trying to get in the book, and then we just couldn't do it. So finally, you know, the only way to finish the book was to cut some people out and finish it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we finally finished the book.
So who did you have to cut out?
I don't want us to talk about that.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe there's a second volume coming, you know.
Well, there could be, but that book was so exhausting that I think it's a lot easier to just write your own book.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Which I've done. I mean, I probably didn't tell you this yet, but I just finished a couple of days ago my next book, and it's called Supernatural Strength.
Wow.
And it's out now, and you can get it at supernaturalstrength.com.
And this is purely a training book. You're going to teach people how to build strength naturally.
Right. It's a compilation of all my articles, 10 years worth. Just like Brooks had his book, he had a book a few months ago. He's coming out with so many books so fast I can't keep track of them all.
I know.
But I think the one he had was called Bulk, Strength, and Power, something like that.
Okay.
And that was a bunch of a compilation of his articles all put together in a book. Well, the book Supernatural Strength is my articles in Hard Gainer magazine from 1994 to 2004. So it's got about, it's got about, what? 380 pages or something like that. It's a pretty thick book.
Wow. What was it like writing for Hard Gainer?
Well, the first article was kind of a surprise because I was communicating by fax, and by fax mainly, because it wasn't really email back then, but
right,
with Stuart McRobert.
Right.
And not even thinking about writing, because I was finishing graduate school at the time at George Mason. I might have just finished. But I was just communicating with him, but I guess, he liked what I was writing, so he spliced together a bunch of my correspondence and made it into an article called Maximum Bob. And, after that came out, then I, you know, became a regular contributor.
Maximum Bob. I like that. That's good.
Well, that's what I'm known as. That's kind of my nickname.
People call you that, huh? Maximum Bob. That's
yep.
Funny. That's very, very funny. All right. So, let's summarize. The book is called Iron Nation. It is authored by both Bob Whalen and Drew Israel. Iron Nation is a passion for hard training. If you have a passion for hard training, check out the book. Go to ironnation.com. And go ahead and plug your other book real quick, because this one is available as well now, right? It's Supernatural Training?
No, it's Supernatural Strength.
Strength, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. And you can get it at supernaturalstrength.com.
Supernaturalstrength.com. I'm fasted right now. I've been fasting all morning. I got to go get some BCAAs because my blood sugar just dropped. I can tell because my brain isn't functioning anymore. I'm experimenting with periodic fasting right now. Have you ever done it, Bob?
No. I love to eat too much.
Bob, I got to ask you one question. You're sitting through the commercial spots on the other end. You're a drug-free guy. You're committed to natural strength. What goes through your head when you hear about all this? I mean, obviously, this is nothing new. You wrote for magazines. There was supplement companies advertising. That's what pays the bills. What do you think about when you hear all these supplement ads?
Not too much. I kind of ignore it. I'm not completely against supplements. Okay, I take some supplements, but I don't try to pass them off to my clients that they're going to get results in strength and cosmetics from these supplements.
What supplements do you take?
I say do your own research if you want to take supplements for your health. Okay, I think there's a big difference between supplements for looking bigger and getting stronger versus supplements for your health. Okay, so
right.
if you want to take a baby aspirin every day and 81 milligram aspirin, if you want to take fish oil or krill oil, if you want to take 500 milligrams of niacin at morning and night, you want to take a multiple vitamin, you want to take vitamin D, You know, if you want to take things like that based on your own research, not some gimmick, then I'm all in favor of it. I mean, I think supplements for your health can be beneficial, but I'm just very careful on pushing supplements, you know, to make money, telling people, oh, you're gonna put 4 inches on your chest if you take this, and you're gonna get your bench press up higher if you take this, because I think most of that's BS.
Well, I got to tell you,
it's not BS if you're taking drugs. No,
well,
the drugs work, but they'll also kill you. Drugs work. That's the problem. Drugs work, but they kill you. So I'm against, or they can kill you, and they're not good for you. So I'm against the drugs, but I'm not against supplements for health purposes if you do your own research. But I don't push it on people.
Do you use creatine?
No.
Have you ever used creatine?
Never used it, but I mean, I'm not. I have mixed. I'm not real strongly against it.
Right.
But I've never really tried it.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. Hey, Bob.
That's a supplement. It's not really a drug.
Well, no, you're right. No, it's absolutely a supplement. I think it's one of the few supplements that have been proven time and time again to actually work. And let's face it, creatine is a naturally occurring agent in all animal proteins. So it's not like you're just concentrating it and taking it larger doses than if you had to eat. That's why you remember in London they had the beef eaters. They fed these guys beef. Why? Because beef made them stronger. B12, creatine, all the benefits of eating that stuff. We can't do that in this day and age. So sometimes you supplement a little bit. That's all.
Right. And what I'm mainly against with supplements is I'm mainly against protein powder. I mean, I think if you're a regular red-blooded guy, you don't need protein powder. I mean, I can get 150 to 200 grams of protein a day without even trying.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, I usually have my clients eat cans of tuna or turkey or chicken, or, you know, drink a quart of 1% milk. I mean, it's so easy. You just have a couple of cans of tuna and a quart of skim milk with three good meals. You're going to be 150 grams without even trying.
I am totally opposed to skim milk. First of all, we only espouse raw, unpasteurized milk on this show, first of all.
Right, or 1% or just regular milk, whatever you want.
Yeah, from grass-fed cows, the fat is healthy. From grass-fed cows, the fat is healthy. But you're right. You're right. Listen, Bob, I got to thank you for taking the time to come on the show today and talk about the book. The book is called Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. You can get a copy of it at ironnation.com. Say hello to Drew for me, okay?
Thanks a lot, Carl, for having me on the show. I will.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Pam Colleen on, and we're going to talk about what they're feeding your kids in school today. But during the commercial break, I am going to go get some BCAAs, because my blood sugar is dropping very, very quickly. I am fasting this morning. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've had my BCAAs. I expect my blood sugar to stabilize in a couple minutes. It's amazing when my blood sugar drops, I find it hard to even think. My next guest has been on the show numerous times, Pam Colleen. She's the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. I personally think that that is a very, very narrow name for what the book really provides. The book is probably one of the most sensible books identifying cause and effects of nutrition of any book I've ever read in my life. How are you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
Always a pleasure. You always add something wonderful to the discussion, and I insisted on having you on because we want to talk about school is starting. My own youngest daughter, Sydney, is back, first year in high school. My two older children out in San Diego are back in college. The kids in San Diego, they eat what they want because at the college level, no one's really supplying you, quote-unquote supplying you with food. You're not at the mercy of the school system and what they think you should be eating. You're probably going to the local restaurants and cracking open the books and studying while you're eating something. So it's pretty much in your control. But high school and lower grade schools, the kids can't go out and choose what they want. Parents don't often prepare lunch for their kids. A lot of kids don't want to take lunch because it's embarrassing. Mom, don't send me to school with lunch. You know, I want to sit in the cafeteria with everybody else and eat the slop and the gruel. What's going on with school lunches today? Have they gotten any better? Are they still as bad as they were when I was a kid? What's going on?
Well, I think there's been a lot of initiatives out there to try and improve the quality of school food. There's no question that there's a lot of activism and awareness, and people are talking about it a little bit more. We saw an article in the New York Times just the other day of an initiative, a local initiative, where they're trying to improve the quality of school food. And even Jamie Oliver doing his school food revolution in the United States. He's produced two series on it right now. So we at least we're talking about it, and some changes for the better are happening, where kids are getting more aware of the concept of local foods, whole foods, growing your own food. I think all these are wonderful initiatives. My biggest concern, though, with a lot of these programs is that they're overlooking the importance of animal fat.
Isn't it amazing? Animal fat, animal protein continues to be tabooed. Even my last guest, who was, we got very, very end of the interview, he happened to mention about milk And, you know, he says 1%, you know, or skim milk. They already, you know, it's like, even, I know people, Pam, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I know people who, they espouse the inclusion of healthy fats in your diet, but I hear them say the words, well, I don't want to eat that. It has a lot of fat in it. And I think to myself, how can you talk about it, but it doesn't make the connection in your own life?
No, I see that all the time, Carl. They have a disconnect. They have the brainwashing that still demonizes animal fat. You know, they'll take the bun off the burger and eat the burger and not really even, and then 2 hours later you'll hear them demonize animal fat. They don't get the connection, you know, even through their actions while they're, you know, they will contradict themselves. So, that's heavy-duty brainwashing.
Did you actually mean they'll take the bun off the burger and eat the bun?
No, they'll take the bun off the burger and eat the burger.
Right.
But then 2 hours later, you'll ask them about animal fat, and they'll demonize it.
Right,
they don't
understand
that what they were doing was correct by taking the bun off the burger.
Well, I've come to the conclusion, Pam, and I have to believe that what I'm going to say right now is something that you embody because of the book you wrote. But I have to believe that it takes a great deal of courage to admit that we shouldn't fear animal fat and then to take it a step further to actually eat this stuff. Because I have a feeling, like for me, I have no problem eating fat. Anybody who knows me knows I eat raw unpasteurized butter out of the tub with a spoon. I eat coconut oil out of the tub. I like it when it's hard. I mean, I really walk the walk. I believe that fat is healthy. But I have to believe that there are a lot of people out there who, when they start talking about this stuff or writing about it, they worry. They think to themselves, gee, but what if I'm wrong? What if the heart disease is going to, you know, what do you think?
Well, I think that, I mean, the indoctrination into this belief system is very ingrained in society, and people do have to be brave in order to step out of that box.
Yes.
Even in a familial setting, you know, when you're the only one in the family who believes in animal fats, you wouldn't believe the dagger eyes you can get, you know. It's very difficult to override this brainwashing that's going on. And unfortunately, for those who don't get the importance of animal fats, it's to their detriment, you know. And you and I know it. You know, a very select few people. We're a small minority out there, Carl. And you have empathy for these people because you see the mood disorders, you see the sleep problems, you see the overall health problems. You want to help them, but you know, the brainwashing is just too thick.
What is going on with school lunches? Are they, you know, are school lunches still predominantly driven by the food pyramid?
Oh, yes, but even more importantly, and even Dr. Marianne Nessel talks about this, that the school lunch programs have invariably been just a dumping ground for excess subsidized foods like your corn and wheat and so on. So, unfortunately, the school lunch programs have been emphasizing way too many carbs for these growing minds.
Mary Nessel is the one who did the about the pet food, the canary in the coal mine. She was on my show, actually.
Yes, and food politics,
yes,
and so on. Yes.
But the other day, Elisa and I, we read a lot of stuff for the show, and I'm going to talk about this on Casual Friday. I could have sworn that she made a statement that I totally disagreed with about school lunch recently. I don't remember what it was, but I feel like it had something to do with fat, that she's against fat.
Yes, she is. She will support sustainable agriculture, and, you know, she's trying to wrap her brain around raw milk. She makes a lot of attempts, and hopefully one of these days she'll see the light, so to speak. But, you know, she still is very much indoctrinated into the mainstream thinking. But she is also a very good advocate for sustainable agriculture at the same time. So
right.
We can't totally, you know,
throw the baby
totally
out with the bad word. No, and I agree. Yeah. She was on my show. She's a wonderful woman. She brought a lot of important points to the forefront. There were a couple. She and I did have a little disagreement at the end, and I never make my guests feel uncomfortable. But we disagreed about fat, and she made a comment on my show that, you know, I'm paraphrasing. You know, the fact that we use every part of the animal is actually a good thing. And I said, you know, some things just aren't meant to eat, and finding a way to use it and feed it to something, whether it's an animal or a human, isn't necessarily a virtue. So, you know, but anyway, with that being said, getting back to the school lunches, are the school lunches completely fat phobic? Are they still following the, you know, the government guidelines?
Even the healthy initiatives, Carl, are still fat phobic and cholesterol phobic. So these poor kids are still on a low fat diet, even though they may be growing their own fruits and vegetables and, you know, making vegetable soup and making salads and so on. They're still fat and cholesterol phobic. So these poor children are not going to get the nutrients that they need in order to grow and develop properly. So this is one of my main concerns. And I think as, your listeners, you know, kind of witness a lot of these changes happening within their districts possibly, you need to police this type of phenomenon. I know when I saw it was Jamie Oliver's first season when he was doing his Food Revolution show, and he was sitting in a big bucket of I don't know what it was, animal fats, a big thing of lard or something like that, and he was, oh my God, you know, we got to watch out for the fats, oh my goodness, these fats are so bad. And he was literally sitting in this big tub of lard. And I thought to myself, Jamie, you know, this is not the message you should be sending, because it's the animal fats indeed that these children really need.
But do you think that in order for you to even have an ability to have a platform in this day and age, you have to kind of go along to get along. You have to agree that fat is bad. Otherwise, you won't even get on the air in a mainstream venue.
No, you won't. And, you know, I did a cooking show with a local producer in my town, and we filmed, I don't know, 5 or 6 cooking shows that he was going to pitch to, I don't know, the Food Network or what have you. And I had a master chef on my side who used to produce a CBC series, a very, very famous cooking series here in Canada. I was sort of, it was called The Galloping Gourmet. It was sort of like your Julia Child of
well, it wasn't Graham
Canada.
Graham
Kerr. You know what? In the end, he said, no, you know what? He held back. We did all this footage, and he held back, and he said, you know, I just don't think that, I think it's too much on the fat. They're going to laugh at you, you know. They're all about low fat. And so anyway, I have all these cooking shows. I don't know what I'm going to do with them now. But
put them up on YouTube, self-publish them.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
I could
absolutely.
But I want to go back. I want to go back to school feeding, and
we have to take a break, Carl. We have to take a break. I'm being told we have to. Here's what we're going to hold that thought, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to go back to discussing the issue at hand here, which is what your children are being fed in school today. My guest is Pam Colleen. If you want to read an amazing book that will give you a perspective on the cause and effect of diet, of nutrition, you must get the book Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. You can get it at Amazon.com, wherever finer books are sold. When I read this book, I was floored. I thought, this is the wrong name for this book. This book should be called Everything You Need to Know About How to Save Your Own Life by What You Put in Your Mouth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Activities, fun things to do, and I'll find my pleasure in pleasing you. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Pam Colleen, one of the people I can truly say that I learned a lot from reading her book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's a fantastic book. Everybody that's ever gotten this book, Pam, has written me an email saying, wow, I thought I was buying a book that was going to teach me how to help people who are addicted to things, and I just unlocked all the things that my diet is doing to my body and brain.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I actually, that book stems from a seminar that I teach, actually, and it's called How to Fix a Broken Brain. And then, basically, it's a summary of what I teach in the seminar. It's an eight-hour class, so it's probably easier to buy the book.
Let's get back to the broken brains of young children. And in an environment where they should be nurtured, the food that they're eating is not necessarily optimal. So let's go back to that now.
Well, let me talk about something historical here. And this is a piece of information that I found in a book that I just happened upon online. It was a book written in 1913. And I can't emphasize the importance of my finding this book, because it really taught me the intention of school feeding in the first place. It was written in 1913 by Louise Stevens Bryant, and at the time she was considered the world authority on school food. So the title of the book is called School Feeding, Its History and Practice in Home and Abroad. And I want to read a quote from this book. I have it in my own book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic.
Please.
But in her book, she says, studies of the home diets of children, particularly those who are underfed, have shown that they are deficient in protein and fat. The reason is that meat, fish, eggs, milk are more expensive than bread, coffee, and canned foods. So what they would see in these children who came from low socioeconomic families, that they were buying these substandard foods, that these were the children who had the behavior and learning problems. So what they would do is they would take these children and put them in special schools for 3 months, and it wasn't to discipline these children, it was to nourish these children.
Give them access to better foods.
So they would feed them things like meat and butter, Carl. They knew they needed these foods for their brain to function, for their behavior to normalize. And, of course, after 3 months of nourishing these children, they would come back to school and their behavior would be obviously, you know, dramatically improved. So part of what you have to do, of course, is just educate people. They're not being given the correct information today. They think that eating salads and potentially tofu or, you know, all of these very, you know, nutrient-deficient foods, they're believing that they're nutritious and they're going to feed and support the brain, but it's the actual opposite that is true. If they want to be doing these kids a favor, they should be feeding them high-quality animal foods, hopefully grass-fed if they can.
But you know what? But you know what, Pam? The problem is that the momentum or the gravity of the wrong message, which is taken up, as you just put out, you know, Jamie Oliver and the lard, and Dr. Oz and all these talking heads out there, every single day, it's the mantra, low fat, low fat. I mean, I know for a fact that there is a show coming out right now. I'm trying to think who's doing it. Bill Clinton is being interviewed. It's about how to.
Anderson Cooper had him on.
Last heart attack. The last heart attack. And this, their message coincides with these other individuals, forks over knives, who are just trying to Trojan horse slip the vegan diet to everybody. This illusion. And I even had Dr. William Davis on the show, who is a cardiologist and the head of the Track Your Plaque program, who just wrote a book called Wheat Belly, who is saying, look, you know, it may work for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody, this whole vegan approach, you know, the debate, the approach to reversing plaque in the body. And in fact, a lot of the people it doesn't work for. So the point I'm trying to bring out is, in this long-winded way, how do we get people to take the chance on fat and understand it's not going to kill them?
Well, here's what we have to do is if people are receiving nutritional information today, they have to put things in historical context. In order to do that, you have to look at tribes. You have to look at primitive cultures and study them and see how long they've been following whatever nutritional principle you might be investigating. So, for example, if you're, if you look at a culture and what you want to do is you want to see if the couples are fertile, if the babies are healthy, if you, you know, if there are any chronic diseases, mental disorders, you want to see and witness that the aging are aging gracefully, that the seniors are still productive members of society. So you want to look at all those parameters, and then you want to study their diets and see what it is that they're eating that would produce such incredible, robust physical and mental health. And so it's the whole diet you must examine. And different cultures, of course, around the world can achieve this wonderful health. They do have different aspects to their diets, but there are still about a dozen fundamental laws. When you study all these cultures, there are about a dozen fundamental laws that adhere to each and every single one of these cultures. And, you know, one of the fundamental laws is that they do eat adequate amounts of animal fats. They eat variable amounts of animal fats in their diet, but it's adequate to sustain them. So in some cultures, it might be 70% animal fat in their diet, and that would be people pretend, you know, like me, I'm of European descent. So my ancestors probably ate about 70% animal fat in their diet, but other cultures would have eaten, you know, even as low as 10% animal fat in their diet. So it's a different, but you know, those are cultures that it would be from potentially small tribes in Africa or what have you. They're not people that would be potentially from, you know, European descent.
Right.
So we have to be very careful. That's why I know with Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation, she says people need to figure out on their own what works best for them in terms of the fat intake. But the vast majority of people that I talk to on the radio, I know that they're going to probably be from at least European descent, and that would be, you know, the higher amounts of animal fat. They should have adapted to that type of diet after thousands of years of, you know, eating that way.
Well, you know, and Randy Roach and I have done we did a show that a couple years ago that, you know, our instincts have been bred out of us. We don't even listen to our bodies anymore. We don't hear our bodies. There's a disconnect. And you're exactly right about this. But I want to also point out something else. I attended a webinar last night at Life Extension Foundation about food sensitivities and food allergies. And the reality is that aside from the fact that people are eating way too little fat to sustain normal cell development in the brain and nervous system function and so on, they're assaulting their bodies with foods that actually overstimulate the immune system, increase inflammation, exacerbate the nervous system, and actually over time chip away and chip away at the way the body functions, including the brain. And I'm talking about, you know, over indulgence in grains and in soy, and God knows now genetically modified foods we won't know for two or three generations. And I don't think you have to go back and even look at primitive societies to unlock this answer. Those of us who are European, like myself, remember how our grandparents cooked. My grandmother had a jar on the back of her gas stove that she used for renderings. When she cooked something and there was fat left in her in her skillet, she poured it into that jar. That jar filled up, and it got white, and it was filled. And then she would take a spoon and dip into it and throw it back into the frying pan and cook with it again. So we embraced fat. You know what? My grandmother and grandfather did not die of heart attacks.
No.
My great-grandparents didn't die of heart attacks. I know this. You know what? We need to just look a couple generations back and look at the way they embraced fat. They were cooking with lard. They were frying bacon in lard, for crying out loud. And nobody was having heart attacks. This is evidence. And you don't have to go very far. Just look at the message that Dr. Paul Dudley White gave. He's the guy who started the American Heart Association.
Mm-hmm.
He said that heart attacks are on the rise for one reason only. The reliance on corn oil and hydrogenated oil, because that's when Crisco came out in 1910, and the overabundance of refined sugars in our diet. And he told people, return to animal fats and beef tallow and raw unpasteurized milk. Return to these things. This is where, when we were eating this way, there were no heart attacks. No one cares about that. No one wants to admit that that's the truth.
Well, it's hard because, again, with commercials on TV, I mean, that's what people are being bombarded with on a daily basis. And secondarily, Carl, they don't have perspective in terms of the history. You have to go back into history. They didn't eat lard for just one or two or three generations. This was something that they would have eaten for thousands of years.
Right.
And yet, you're right, just over the last 100 years is only when we've seen the rise of the edible oil industry and in the introduction of these types of foods is what we see in terms of the destruction of our health, both physical and mental. So it's really very basic, but unfortunately people don't go back in history. They just look at the moment and don't have any way to measure that. You know?
What are the ramifications? What are the ramifications of current school lunches? A kid goes to school, let's say he has a good breakfast. Let's say it's one of our listeners, so the parents prepare eggs and maybe some sort of animal protein or some cottage cheese, a good, healthy, high-fat, high-protein meal. The kid gets to school, 4 hours later, walks into the lunchroom, and is faced with pizza, macaroni and cheese, some sort of goulash that has a couple pieces of beef, and the rest of it is a roux of flour and gravy. I mean, what happens after that meal to that child?
Well, you know, what's going to happen is that the brain doesn't get fed. They're not going to have the nutrients in order to properly feed the brain. And depending on how many carbohydrates would have been in that meal, of course, they're going to have a blood sugar roller coaster ride for the afternoon. So they're going to get sleepy. They're going to get listless. They're not going to listen properly to the teacher. It causes a lot of mood problems to not properly feed the child at lunch. And unfortunately, because of peer pressure, of course, they're going to potentially just only eat junk food, whether it's pop or juice or potato chips or french fries or what have you. So, they're not going to be able to concentrate for the afternoon.
So the magic question here for those, and we have to take a break, but what I want those of you who are listening to the show today who have children, I want you to ask your child today, tomorrow, the day after, not about school lunch. Don't say, what did you have for lunch? Ask them this critical question. Say, how did you feel after you ate lunch yesterday? Did you get sleepy when you eat lunch? Oh, yeah, Mom. Oh, yeah, Dad. I can't keep my eyes open after lunch. Do you have a harder time concentrating? Do you do better at classes before lunch or after lunch? Ask these questions. Don't ask what they're eating at lunch. Ask them, how do you feel after you eat lunch? I have a funny feeling, Pam, that the answers are going to not surprise any of us. Kids are going to say, I feel like going to sleep. I fell asleep in math class and got a detention because of that. It's not the kids' fault, folks. It's the school system. They're feeding them stuff that doesn't work for their bodies and their brains. Now, when we come back, I want to address the next step in this, which is we have to take control of what our children eat for lunch, and we're probably not going to get the school system to work with us. So you're going to have to start preparing your kids' lunch. We're talking with Pam Colleen. She is the author of the fantastic book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. This book unlocks a lot of nutritional answers for those of you out there searching for a more fulfilling life. You must get this book. It's a great book. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Pam Killeen. This song was written by a guy who obviously is not getting enough fat in his diet because he's suicidal. Mm-hmm. We want to help avoid that happening to your children after lunch at school. So
yeah, they're going on that, the bad mood roller coaster ride from eating too many carbs and not getting enough animal fat in their diet. So we just had a hockey player here in Canada commit suicide, and he was only, I think, 27 years old, and I hate to think what happened with regards to his diet potentially. What would have potentially, led to that in terms of brain starvation and making the wrong decision there. You know, and speaking of that, depression and antidepressants, Carl, one of the side effects of taking antidepressants can be homicidal and suicidal thoughts.
Right.
So, why don't we just not have to deal with that in the first place? Let's feed the brain the fuel it needs in the first place so that we don't have to go to that extent and take drugs that could mess us up.
Well,
even worse.
And you know what? We talk about supplements, but supplements are just fractions of real foods. And there's research that shows that supplementing with fish oil because of the omega-3 fatty acids in it is as effective at mitigating major depressive disorder as several SSRIs.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? If a fish oil supplement can make someone have a sense of well-being,
mm-hmm.
As good as, if not better, when you think about it, because there's no side effects to it, there's no build-up time. You don't have to take it for 3 weeks. And keep in mind that SSRIs only work for about 50% of the people that they're prescribed to, so they need other products to dumb them up even more so they don't know they're depressed anymore. It's like it comes back to nutrition. It comes back to nutrition.
And in Ireland, Carl, when they banned the hunting and the fishing, and you know, basically, if you were caught hunting and fishing, you would get the death penalty.
Really?
From the monarchy. This was, I think, in the 1800s, and it was after they banned the fishing that you start to see the rise in alcoholism in the Irish. Of course, I'm Irish descent, so you know, I know the reputation of the Irish and drinking. But at any rate, so they were deprived of the foods that would have made them feel happy, you know, naturally. And unfortunately, this led to depression, which led to the drinking. And, of course, the drinking would have exacerbated the problem. So, we know about the importance of feeding our brains the fish oils. And even more importantly, in my opinion, of course, is the cod liver oil. You know, the fish oil is giving us the omega-3s that we should be getting from eating fish and grass-fed meat and dairy products and so on in the first place. But it's what's really difficult to get enough of course, is the fat-soluble vitamins A and D. So, and the cod liver oil will give you the vitamin A and D, but also you will, through the processing of that oil, you will get some small amounts of the omega-3s as well. So I prefer the cod liver oil simply because it's kind of like getting a two-for-one deal.
I am a staunch advocate of cod liver oil. I abandoned just plain old fish oil for cod liver oil now. Because of the vitamin, the importance, I recognize the importance of vitamin A. And this is especially for young children, for stem cell differentiation as their bodies grow. We know that vitamin A is a hormone, just like vitamin D is. There's a symbiotic relationship between A and D, and you should supplement with A and D together. And one good way to get the A portion of it is a cod liver oil that has a 10-to-1 ratio, and then you add a little D to it to just kind of boost it. But you're absolutely right. I am on the cod liver oil bandwagon now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tell people to get fish oil anymore. I say get cod liver oil.
Yeah. I don't mind if people use fish oil short term to catch up, but really we should be getting those the omega-3s from the meats and the high-fat dairy in the first place. But I want to go back to something I learned recently, Carl, that kind of shocked me, and I think your listeners need to know about this because I hope this doesn't become a trend in our schools. I was doing a book signing recently, and teachers were coming to see me at the bookstore and basically warning me that they're being instructed to go into the children's school lunch and count calories. And they know that this is wrong because they know that the calorie theory is a myth, and we really, you know, if obviously the more nutrient dense the food, the more calories are going to be in there, and these are the calories, of course, that our brains desperately need.
Right.
And I was absolutely appalled that teachers were being instructed to do this. These are people who are not doing, you know, what we're doing in terms of our due diligence, in terms of studying nutrition. These are teachers, and you know, and obviously I'm not talking down to them, but they really don't. This is not their area of specialty, is nutrition. If anything, they're being taught on nutrition is, you know, Canada's Food Guide or the Standard American Diet or what have you. They're not being taught real nutrition. They're being taught what the lobbyists want them to hear, and what the politicians are now instructing them to do. And I'm appalled by this. And if it's going on anywhere else in North America, people need to stop this practice because. Obviously, by counting calories, that means the kids are not going to get animal fat. And Michelle Obama, just so people know, Michelle Obama is on the low-fat bandwagon, and she is part of this whole idea of taking out the animal fats from school food. So
somebody needs to get to her to educate her. That's what I was going
to
say. But the problem is this. We don't have the team support on the high-fat side of the table. The low-fat diet has everybody in the world promoting it. And there is no one out there that is really saying anything different. How do we get spokespeople who have the kind of weight that the low-fat diet people have to start talking about the importance of fat? And then we're going to be bashed. Look what they did to Gary Taubes on Dr. Oz. because mm-hmm. he's promoting fat. And Oz is going, oh, fat's no good. Fat's no good. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I mean, how do we turn the tides?
Well, it is, the tide is turning. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that recent video online from Dr. Diamond. He's a new kid on the block, so to speak, that's out there promoting the importance of animal fat. And it was because of his own personal experience that he, you know, was being instructed to eat a high carbohydrate, low fat diet, and his triglycerides kept going up and up and up and up, and he kept getting fatter and sicker and, you know, having more depression or whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden he said, okay, I'm going to take the bull by the horns, and he started doing his own self-study. So now he's on our side. Now he understands the importance of a traditional diet. But, you know, they're going to keep getting sicker, Carl. Like, people always tell me, you know, who starts your car in the morning, Pam? Because they're all worried that somebody's going to try and assassinate me for saying these things. And I say, I'm not worried, because they're sick and they keep getting sick.
Right.
And if they're not sick, these people, their family members are sick. So they need eventually to hear what we have to say, Carl. I don't worry at all, because, you know, our chief medical officer, the CEO of Pfizer, the CEO of Johnson & Johnson or Eli Lilly, if they're not sick, somebody in their family is sick.
Right.
And they have to eventually come around. And it has to happen sooner rather than later.
Let's talk about, before we go into the next break, let's talk about what parents should be doing. If your child says to you, yeah, Mom, I definitely am so tired after lunch. I just want to go to sleep. I can't think. I'm foggy. So you need to convince your child to start taking lunch to school. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, taking your own homeschool. Yeah, that's the way it's been done in Canada for many, many years. It's a little different system here. The parents are supposed to theoretically give the kid their lunch to take into school. So our school food programs are nowhere near as expansive as in the United States. And I think that's really the parents' responsibility. It should go back to that type of system. Because right now, nationally in the United States, the program is not working. It's sustainable for shareholders or what have you, but it's not sustainable at all for the children and their brains. So, you know, making sure that you educate your children, you motivate your children, that you give them the foods that are nutrient dense, but the ones that they also, you know, that they're going to eat, you know, that they're going to enjoy. You know, a beef burrito, for example, or sausages, or possibly high-fat cheeses. There's all sorts of information through the Weston A. Price website that will give you recipe ideas. I have some of those links on my website. So you have to get creative, you have to educate your child, but you also have to make sure that they don't think that these feelings that you just described, Carl, are normal. And unfortunately, this sluggishness, the lethargy, the anger, the moodiness, whatever, that is all being normalized. And I think one of the things we have to do as a society is realize, you know what, because the fact that your child can't get out of bed in the morning, it's not cute. It's not funny. It's something very serious, and
right.
It is a big, loud, glaring red sign. I speak to that simply because I was bedridden for 12 years with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, multiple chemical sensitivities. I was on death's door for 12 years. So when I hear that somebody has trouble getting out of bed in the morning, to me, I say, you know what? Look at the nutrition. Look to the adrenal glands. You know, look to the entire biochemistry and fix it. And the only way really to fix that core problem is through good nutrition, and that must include animal fats.
You know what's really funny? It just dawned on me, and this is an overgeneralization that I'm about to say, but it just dawned on me. Countries that have siestas or afternoon naps, Italy is one of them. Mexico is another. These are societies that place a great deal of importance on high carbohydrate intake. Am I off base with that? Is that an overgeneralization?
Yeah, I'd say, because some of those, the countries you just mentioned do eat adequate amounts. Again, it has to be the term adequate amounts of animal fat. I lived in France for a year, many, many years ago, and of course their diet is, again, has adequate amounts of animal fat, and they used to do the siesta. I don't know if they're doing it anymore. I'd say even in Italy, they're eating sausage, they're eating meats, they're eating high-fat cheeses. I mean, they're getting adequate amounts of animal fat in their diet. It's true that they've moved towards a lot of pasta, but that's really in reflection to, you know, wartime eating as well, in terms of diluting the meats and making meals go longer and so on.
Yeah.
Some of these countries had to do that.
right?
In order to feed large.
Yeah, and I knew it was an overgeneralization. I was just searching. I was just thinking about, you know, I'm always connecting the dots in my head. I'm trying to connect the dots in my head. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about fibromyalgia. I know it's a little off base, but talking about nutrition in general. Whether we're talking about what to do for our children's health or what to do for our own health, it's all the same. We're talking with Pam Colleen. She is the author of an amazing book that you must get called Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. You can get it at Amazon.com. Don't let the name of this book fool you, folks. This book is about the cause and effect of nutrition and how it affects your brain. It all starts there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerL.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Pam Colleen. Pam, I didn't realize that you suffered from fibro.
Oh, I was deathly ill, Carl, for about 12 years with all those conditions. Chronic
now,
fatigue,
obviously, you were being treated by doctors at that point.
Well, initially I went to doctors, but I got fed up with them because even the one doctor I went to, you know, the person I went to see who I was told was a specialist and an expert and so on and so forth, I found out that she herself had chronic fatigue. And I thought to myself, why am I going to this medical doctor when she's probably even sicker than I am?
I love that. You know, I've actually asked on this show, I've asked physicians who I've had on this show, if you are searching for health, would you go to a doctor who clearly is unhealthy And I've had some doctors say absolutely not. I've had some doctors say, well, yes, because the answers you're looking for may not be. You know, I actually said one time on the show that before you go to a doctor, you should find out what medications he's on or she is on. Because if you go to a doctor who's taking a statin drug, a blood pressure med, an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, it's like, forget that. This person is going to just prescribe all those things for you because that's what they did for themselves.
Well, and you know, the sad thing is, you know, these doctors are out there trying to solve the mystery of fibromyalgia, and they think they have it. You know, they're prescribing Prozac. They're prescribing God knows what drugs and don't know anything about nutrition, of course. Women especially are hit with this illness, men too, but it's mostly women, and they're so desperate to feel even, you know, 10% better that, you know, the second they have any attention given to them, and that might be in the form of getting a prescription, you know, they unfortunately lead on their lives thinking, well, I feel 10% better, and I should settle for this because this doctor wrote this prescription for me, and this doctor knows so much, claims to know so much about fibromyalgia. And unfortunately, these women go 40, 50 years suffering with the side effects of the drugs or the side effects of not having the proper nutrition. And I see this all the time. I see women who come to me in their 70s and they've been sick for 50 years, Carl, and tried doctors and tried medications. And unfortunately, the systems that they sought out made them much, much worse because they never understood the fundamental cause of fibromyalgia, which is essentially deficiencies and toxicities. And I know that sounds very vague, but, you know, when I work with people, I know, you know, the biochemistry. I can look at the biochemistry of an individual. Fortunately, I have a great testing system that I use. It's not expensive. The whole program I do is not expensive because most of the people I work with are usually on death's door. The people I work with, Carl, some of them can't even leave their homes every day. They're dealing with severe depression, severe chronic fatigue, severe obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, I see the worst case scenarios, Carl, and these people have fallen through the cracks in our medical systems, be the system in the United States or in Canada, so whether it's a socialized system or a privatized system, they are simply not getting the help that they need because simply people don't understand what fibromyalgia is. And I've been through it. I've, you know,
well, let me ask you some questions.
I know it can be reversed. It is not an incurable condition.
Let me ask you some questions because fibromyalgia, are you constantly in pain when you have fibromyalgia?
Usually, yes, and the pain is usually very systemic in most people. You just touch their forearm and they cringe in pain. Sometimes the pain can be more of a deeper kind of arthritic pain. And usually there's some sort of either depression or fatigue attached to it, but not everybody with fibromyalgia will admit that. They push and push and push themselves through the day and do what they can just to function.
I've noticed that women who suffer from fibromyalgia tend to crave sugars, and they eat a lot of candies. And, I mean, I know one person that I've had this discussion with, and I know many people that I've spoken to about this, but there seems to be a craving of sweets. I don't mean bread. I mean outright candy. Did you have that at all when you had it?
Well, I made the mistake of becoming a vegetarian. I made the mistake of becoming a vegan. So I may not have been eating your obvious carbohydrates like your sugars and so on, but I was drinking lots of carrot juice and eating lots of salads and you know, I was just grabbing for different kinds of carbohydrates and continuously, unfortunately, kept malnourishing myself. I was already starting off malnourished, and I ended up exacerbating the problem.
How long did it take for you to turn the tides for yourself once you started to look at your nutrition as potentially being?
It took me 12 years, and you know, it was a 12 long years of struggle. I mean, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I spent thousands of dollars, went to all sorts of special clinics. You know, I followed all these fad diets, and most of what I did actually made me sicker. And so I'm really fussy on what I choose right now in terms of helping people. I always tell people if it's expensive or complicated, then it's probably not good because those are all the systems I did back in the 90s when I was sick.
Yeah. So once you unlocked the secret for yourself, how long did it take for you to turn things around?
Well, the one secret that I didn't know about was the importance of animal fats. And when I started eating animal fats, that really, really helped turn my situation around. And then when I found the program that I have right now, too, this really helped refine things for me, and that I had to understand the importance of the mineral balancing. So I had to, and this sounds very complicated, so I don't want to dwell too much on it, but
right.
It has to do with adrenal function and how the adrenals control the balance of minerals in your body, and on top of that are also in control of your body's ability to pull out the heavy metals. And so I have to refine, with the people that I work with, I have to refine their sodium to potassium levels, calcium to magnesium, zinc to copper. Those are the three main ratios I have to look at, and I have to fix those. And fortunately, that is a very simple thing that I can do with people to help achieve that goal. And as they work with me, their cobwebs start to clear up. The brain fog starts to go away. They start to think more clearly. They start to have more energy. The program I have does not work overnight. It takes several months to get the biochemistry back. So the program I have requires patience. But the people who come to me, Carl, are the ones who have done what I did. They spent thousands and thousands of dollars, got absolutely nowhere. They go into these systems thinking that there's a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. It takes work to turn the biochemistry around. So, I fire people that I'm working with if they're not doing the program. I'm like Sergeant Pam. You know, if you want to get well, then come to me, yes, but expect to do a lot of work in order to turn the situation around.
You know, Nick Guggs just posted on my Facebook about schools are taking a fresh look at cafeteria food and from-scratch meals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that may be all well and good, but the very, very first thing that they depict, they have a picture of a lunchroom worker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 32-year veteran lunchroom worker in Greeley, Colorado, and she's mixing. And they're talking about this as being like a positive thing, mixing beans with cheese and seasoning for burritos. No mention of meat in that burrito at all.
No, and that's where we could be fooled down the road by these healthy school food initiatives. We need to be very, very diligent. We need to make sure that there's some meat in with those beans and high-quality meat, hopefully. The kids are on high-fat dairy products. So, yes, it may look good on the surface, these school food initiatives, but as with anything, buyer beware.
Yeah. It's not enough just to reduce sodium and sugar and things. It doesn't matter what you're reducing. If the children are not getting the adequate amounts of animal fat and protein that they need for optimal health.
It's so Orwellian. I mean, really, I went into a high school recently, and there was a vending machine there with a logo on it saying, if you choose the foods with this logo on it, they're the healthier choices. And
right.
I mean, Carl, I wouldn't feed those foods to a dog. I mean, you just, they were not healthy.
Yeah, I know. It's a very sad situation. But again, parents, take control. If your children feel that they're somehow embarrassed to bring lunch with them to school, find a way to overcome that notion, because you're much better off sending your child to school with a lunch that you make at home than subjecting them to the stuff that they're going to eat at school and then be sleepy and sluggish after lunch and do poorly in those classes after lunch. You know, we know that lunchtime changes the way the brain functions. There was a study done on judges. Judges rule differently on same type cases before lunch versus after lunch. Now, I'm not saying that it was better or worse, but it was clear that after a judge eats lunch, his brain functions differently. He evaluates things differently. The same is true of your children. Give them a running chance at doing well in school. After lunchtime, I remember as a kid, after lunchtime, I wanted to go to sleep when I was a kid. I remember that. I remember wanting to I remember coming back from the lunchroom and sitting down and feeling exhausted and thinking, oh, my God, I can't wait for the bell to ring for us to go home.
Yeah, but you know what?
Sleep.
People, adults are looking at that behavior and thinking, oh, isn't he cute? Isn't that cute? Well, you know what? When you talk to somebody today in their 80s and they remember their childhood, that's not what they witnessed. These kids had energy. They had respect for their elders. They were excited to learn subjects at school, even geography and history. I mean, these kids were sponges for information and had energy. And when they woke up in the morning, they jumped out of bed feeling refreshed right. and excited about the day. And unfortunately, our kids are just not feeling these feelings today, and we have to stop normalizing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's time to do that. And one of the things you can do to help better understand how nutrition, the role of nutrition in brain function and your child's ability to learn is to buy the book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Do not be confused by the name. In this book, you will learn the relationship between brain function and nutrition. And this is all good stuff. You need to know this sort of stuff for yourself, for your child, and forever. Hey, listen, Pam, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Carl. I appreciate it.
Okay. And we also want to thank, look at this. See, I didn't eat today. We want to thank Bob Whelan, at author of Iron Nation, Passion for Hard Training. Thanks to Randy Roach for sending him my way as well. We've got an amazing Casual Friday planned for you tomorrow. Elisa Profumo has been working feverishly to find examples of nutritional idiocy, and I think we're going to have a chance for me to rant tomorrow for sure. We'll see you tomorrow.